So a lot of folks have heard this phrase, right? 40 acres and a mule. As you say, a lot of people thought, okay, this just never happened. And your reporting is called 40 acres and a lie. What's the truth behind this program? What do people not know?
What people don't know is that it wasn't just a promise that was broken. People were received land titles. We found more than 1,250 people who got land titles, men and women. They picked out their plots of land, mostly on the plantations where they were enslaved. Actually, not everyone got 40 acres, which is another misconception. It was up to 40 acres. And then people were living there. They were planting their crops. They were selling them in Savannah. Some of them formed governments. They elected a sheriff. They were living their lives, and they lived there for like up to a year and a half before they were kicked off.
How did they get kicked off the land that the government gave them?
Basically, because Lincoln was assassinated. I mean, they had promised this land. They gave land titles. The government said, this is yours. You deserve it. You're going to keep it. But Congress needed to make those titles permanent. They had a majority in Congress who were willing to do it. But Andrew Johnson, he was the vice president. He was a white supremacist. He sided with the planters who wanted their land back. And he vetoed every effort to make those land titles permanent.
You did a little more research to talk about the value of the land. This is an important part of your reporting here. One four-acre lot that you identified in Jacksonville, Florida, based on a sale last year, that it would, today, 40 acres would be worth $2.5 million there.